It's time for the online edition of the longest-running local rock show on the Jersey Shore. This is 95.9 The Rat's Jersey Rock Podcast. And here's your host, Tom Hanley.
Welcome to 95.9 The Rat's Jersey Rock Podcast. I'm Tom Hanley. Each week, we bring the latest music and interviews from the bands that make New Jersey rock. Coming up, we'll preview What a Wonderful Year 2K18, rocking the Wonder Ball with over 20 acts on December 28th and 29th. We'll talk with organizer Joey Henderson of the Burns and hear from fans playing the event. Get set for tracks from Bobby Mahoney of the Seventh Son, Lowlife, the Shady Street Show Band, and of course, the Burns. But first, we're going to kick off this week's show with a very special tribute. Jamie Heath, one of the founding members of Bad Attitude, passed away on December 14th. The group was formed in Rahway in 1986 and performed throughout our area over the last 30 years, supporting numerous charitable causes. Even as his health began to fail, Jamie refused to give up and continued to make music. He's an inspiration to us all. Visitation will be held at the Laird Gibalisco Funeral Home on Wednesday, December 19th from 6 to 8 p.m. and Thursday, December 20th from 4 to 8 p.m. More info can be found on the Jersey Rock page at WRAT.com. Right now, let's get the show off with a Bad Attitude tune picked by Jamie Heath's family and bandmates. Here's Bad Attitude, Hanging by a Thread, on 95.9 The Rat's Jersey Rock Podcast.
Can't even look at me, though your eyes are open wide.
95.9 The Rats Jersey Rock Podcast. Jamie Heath will be laid to rest this Friday. You can find info regarding the services on this week's Jersey Rock Podcast page at WRAT.com. Joining us over the phone is Joey Henderson of the Burns. They're organizing What a Wonderful Year 2K18, rocking the Wonder Bar in Asbury Park December 28th and 29th. Joey, thanks for calling into the show.
Yo, what's up, Tom, man? Thanks for having me.
Hell yeah, man. My pleasure. This is a huge event. Tell us about What a Wonderful Year 2K18.
Oh, man. Well, I kind of stemming from the name, we had a wonderful year over here at the Burns, and we had the opportunity to put two nights together of local Asbury Park musicians, and we decided to jump on it. And we've gotten a lot of our homies and close friends and fellow musician troopers in the scene to come out and do what they do best, and really looking forward to kind of sharing the stage with all of our friends.
And we're going to rock some of those bands on this week's podcast. But I'm looking at the list here. You got the Vaughns, the Mercury Brothers, Bobby Mahoney and the Seventh Son, Pamela Flores, Cranston Dean, Brian Erickson, Tara Dente, Rachel Anna Dobkin. The list goes on and on and on. How many different acts do you have on the bill for these two nights?
Total, we have 20 acts. We have a couple special guests, too. So that number might grow, who knows, maybe even exponentially as it gets closer to the date. It's a tough thing to, even with just 20 slots, with the amount of talent coming out of Asbury Park, that's still just not enough to fit everybody in,
I hear you. There's Asbury Park's gone through such an amazing musical renaissance over the last 15 plus years, and it's a joy to see, and it's cool that we get to have events like this. Now, can people get tickets in advance, or how's it working as far as admission goes?
You can get advance tickets from the Stone Pony box office, as well as messaging us at the Burns. That is, you can find us on Facebook at www.facebook.com/theburnsmusicnj or through our website, theburnsmusicnj.com.
On this week's podcast, we're going to, of course, rock a track from your band, The Burns, and four other acts that are on the bill, the first of which, a group that recently opened up for Bon Jovi, Bobby Mahoney and the Seventh Son. How'd you get acquainted with these guys?
Oh, Bobby and I go way back, man. Way back to the point, if it was about 2010, maybe 2011, and we were playing Thursday Nights at the Pony together with a recent group of mine. And it's kind of didn't really see each other for a few years there. And then in the past maybe like 18 months that we've been doing the thing with the Burns, we've reconnected. And it's amazing to see how talented and how much hard work he's been putting in on it. It's really cool that he wants to be a part of it. And, I can't wait to see him perform.
Well, which night is he on?
He is on Saturday night. So he'll be there December 29th.
It's going to be a great time. What a Wonderful Year. 2K18, rocking the Wonder Bar Friday, December 28th. Saturday, December 29th, Joey Henderson of the Burns. You're going to stick on the phone with us throughout this week's podcast. But right now, let's hear from one of the bands rocking that event, Bobby Mahoney and the Seventh Son, a 95.9 The Rats Jersey Rock Podcast.
You and me and everything waiting, wanna be. is Renee Maskin from Low Light, and you're listening to Tom Hanley on 95.9 The Rat Jersey Rock Podcast.
Still, I tried picking up speed, racing through the weeds, stumbling through the vines. You see it coming, but you can't stop now. You see it coming, but you can't stop now. You see it coming, but you can't stop now. You see it coming, but you can't stop now.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
Low Light with Can't Stop Now on 95.9 The Rat's Jersey Rock Podcast. Don't miss them December 28th at the Wonder Bar in Asbury Park for What a Wonderful Year. Learn more at lowlightnj.com. And joining us again over the phone is Joey Henderson of the Burns, organizing What a Wonderful Year 2K18, rocking the Wonder Bar December 28th and 29th. Joey, thanks for staying on the line.
Hey, what's up, Tom, man? I'll wait any day for this, man. Thanks for having me on.
Hell yeah, man. This is such a cool event. Yeah, but I think it's a great way to close out 2018. And what can people expect format-wise both nights?
So what's really cool about this and that helps, you know, kind of to include a lot of friends that we know through, you know, the coffee shop, Inkwell, open mics scenario is that we're going to have two stages. So there'll be an acoustic stage to the right of the main stage in the Wonder Bar. So in between rock bands on the stage, we're going to have solo artists, or some might have a special guest or two performing on the side stage, so that music is just constant from 7:30 to a little past midnight each night.
What was the admission price?
It's going to be $12 in advance that you can pick up at the Pony Box office or through the Burns, which you can find us on the internet. Or it's going to be $15 at the door, which might seem steep, but if you think about it, it is $1.50 an act. And that's a pretty good price, to put it in those terms.
I'd say so. And, you know, I mean, if you buy it in advance, you got two nights back-to-back full of music for $24. You can't beat that.
Yeah, you really can't.
So we're about to rock back-to-back tracks from two bands that will be pretty much combining. So they're doing kind of like a Voltron Megazord type thing. Shady Street Show Band and Dez and the Swagmatics. What's going on with them?
So I am extremely excited for this. They're the band leaders, per se, quote-unquote, of both group are extremely good friends of mine, as well as all the members of the band. And when putting this event together, I kind of just came upon this thought, hey, do you guys want to join forces and do it? And they were like, sure, can we fit 14 people on the Wonder Bar stage? We don't even know yet, but I just know it's going to be something to see, that's for sure.
Joey Henderson of the Burns, the organizer of What a Wonderful Year 2K18, rocking the Wonder Bar December 28th and 29th. Joey, we'll keep you on the line. We're going to come back to you one more time, but thank you again, man.
Hey, man. I'll be right here. Thank you for having me.
Awesome. Right now, let's do that track. Here's the Shady Street Show Band on 95.9 The Rat's Jersey Rock Podcast.
Crowd that surrounds me seems to greet me through the lavish decor.
shady street show band on 95.9 The Rat's Jersey Rock Podcast. And joining us once again over the phone is Joey Henderson of the Burns. Don't miss What a Wonderful Year 2K18, rocking the Wonder Bar December 28th and 29th. Joey, thanks for staying on the line.
Hey, man. Thanks again for having me, Tom, dude. It's a pleasure to be on.
Yeah, man, totally. And, of course, this is kind of almost a celebration of everything the Burns has achieved this year. Your latest release, the UEP, is out now. Tell us about that.
I'd like to think of it as us finding our way as far as what our real sound is as the Burns. We initially got together and we did a full length right out the gate about 6 weeks old called Splendorson. And we released that in August of 2017. And then we spent the next like 8 months putting together this EP and then about 4 months recording it and, you know, getting into post to ultimately coming to our release set August 3rd this year. It means a lot to me to see how hard me and the gang are working towards this goal of just getting our art out there exactly how we want it to be out there.
And you had some great people helping you out with that. Why don't you tell us about that?
Yeah, so a big part that has been helping us out, like, you know, exponentially through this whole process this year has been Telegraph Hill Records. It's the label that has been helping us with distribution. They've been helping us with production and really just shaping our final product, and they're going to be one of our main lead sponsors this year. And if you haven't had a chance to check out who's working with Telegraph Hill Records or who is, you know, potentially on the rise to be working with Telegraph Hill Records, it's quite the list. So I highly recommend you checking them out on Instagram, Facebook, and telegraphhillrecords.com.
Is there anyone else you want to thank?
Yeah, I would also like to give a huge shout out to Mogo. There's been many a time where I have been on Cookman at, say, you know, 2 a.m., and I needed to get myself some food, and Mogo always delivered. They're going to be helping us out this year. They're going to be doing ticket giveaways on their Instagram stories. So if you follow Mogo on Instagram, make sure you keep a lookout for them. We also have Live Music Royalty. It's a brand-new music app that helps share not only show postings, but it connects photos through geotagging based on your location, that kind of like helps all these fans connect to a show. So like maybe, you know, you go to see a certain band all the time and you might not so know someone who sees the same band. And then, you know, you guys will be able to connect on this website, follow the artists, and it also helps with artist discovery. And I'm really stoked to have them on board. Lastly, we have Tito's Vodka jumping on board, which I'm really glad to have a part with them. We had the pleasure of working with them at the Newark Airport this summer through the Asbury Park Music Foundation, and Tito's Vodka sponsored CBGB's events at Newark Airport. And, you know, they've helped us so much with the pre-production and all the behind the scenes and getting this event together. And you'll be seeing them around December 28th and 29th at the What a Wonderful Year 2K18 event.
And how could somebody find out more about the event?
If you want to find out more about the event, you can go onto Facebook. You can find it at What a Wonderful Year 2K18. You can also find more info about the event at theburnsmusicnj.com, which is our website, as well as the Wonder Bar website. And other than that, hopefully word of mouth from a friend, because we're hoping that all of our friends will come out and celebrate, you know, all the amazing happenings in Asbury Park with our family that's happened this year.
And the track we're closing the podcast out with is one of the latest from your band, The Burns. Tell us about Hard on You.
Hard on You is an interesting one. It's you know, sometimes you think you found love and maybe it's not mutual, but sometimes you got to buck up and realize that, you know what, that's okay, and you don't want to make it that hard on the other person. So that's Hard on You in a nutshell right there.
Joey Henderson of The Burns. Don't miss them at What a Wonderful Year 2K18, rocking the Wonder Bar in Asbury Park with a bunch of great local talent December 28th and 29th. Joey, thank you so much for calling into the show.
Hey, Tom, thank you so much for having me, man. It's a pleasure.
Hell yeah, dude. Right now, let's do that track. Here's The Burns with Hard on You on 95.9 The Rat's Jersey Rock Podcast.
In the morning, get some coffee. It's just the way you like. Riding high on some energy that I felt on the couch last night. Couple days go by and something just ain't right. If I ask, you'd probably say I'm fine. Come in, me call me crashing like a social interaction, and love's not my forte.
And I act old fashioned, overbearing with compassion, cause you gave me the time of day. But he's still on your mind, and you got weight tugging on your line. And I'm never gonna make this hard on you, so I'm gonna let it slip right through. And I never meant to push this all on you, it just felt too good to be true.
Burns, that's hard on you. On 95.9 The Rat's Jersey Rock Podcast. Check out their music at theburnsmusicnj.bandcamp.com. And don't miss The Burns at their end-of-the-year celebration. What a wonderful year, 2K18, at the Wonder Bar in Asbury Park, December 28th and 29th. It's two great nights featuring over 20 local bands, and it's the perfect way to bid farewell to 2018. Learn more on the Jersey Rock page at WRAT.com and WonderBarAsburyPark.com. That does it for this week's edition of the Jersey Rock Weekly Podcast. Check the Jersey Rock page, WRAT.com, every Sunday at 6 p.m. for a new episode. Or subscribe to the Jersey Rock e-newsletter, The Club Rat, at WRAT.com and have it delivered straight to your email. Tune to Jersey Rock at 95.9 The Rat every Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday night at 11:30 to hear Garden State talent rock the airwaves. And if you're in a New Jersey band and would like to be featured on Jersey Rock, email me at JerseyRock@WRAT.com. I'm Tom Hanley. Thank you for downloading this podcast. We are Jersey Rock on 95.9 The Rat.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.